The recently released film Concussion retells the story of a researcher and his groundbreaking studies of the impact of head injuries on NFL players. Starring Will Smith, the movie adds to a growing dialogue on the dangers of concussion. Dr. Jennifer McVig, who speaks on concussions for the Buffalo Bills and serves as a neurologist for the Buffalo Sabres, sees benefits to the ongoing conversation.
We have a better understanding from a physiologic standpoint or a medical standpoint. We've done more studies as to why does this occur. I think that there have been many people that are stepping out that are professional people, football players, hockey players, that are putting a face to this disorder, whereas before, you know, there was the attitude, oh, just get back in there, buddy, tough it up, you know, you can get through this. But now we're seeing that these little kids that are injured grow into adults and they have trouble processing. Well, this is the same of these professional players that if they've had multiple concussions, they can have trouble.
Dr. McVig specializes in pediatric neurology, headache, and neuroimaging at Dent Neurologic Institute in Amherst. She says when it comes to diagnosing concussions, there are several symptoms that can occur.
People can have the hallmark sign, which is a headache. Dizziness, imbalance, we call them vestibular signs. So inability to track things visually. There's some nausea that can happen. There's attention and concentration problems. So you feel like you're a quote-unquote foggy. People also say, you know, I just feel like I'm running through quicksand or I'm in a fog. And then the mood disturbance, sleep can be associated as well.
High school athletic departments are going extra lengths to ensure that coaches are able to identify those symptoms. Similar education is being extended to youth league coaches. Many parents are now pausing before allowing their children to participate in contact sports. Before making that decision, Dr. McVig encourages parents to get as much information as possible.
What I see nowadays in practice is that a lot of the kids that have had the very severe concussions are these kids that are exhausted. You know, they're playing, they're over-programmed. They're playing hockey, you know, 6 days a week, and they're 7 or 8 or, you know, 10 even. And they're doing a sport, if not just hockey or football, but they have too many things going on. And by the time they get to the end of school day, then they have the practice, then they have their homework, and just they go through life kind of exhausted.
I'm Jay Moran, WBFO News.